This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, raring to go, and lots happening today on the program, including Andy McCarthy. You've seen him on Fox News. He's a former U.S. attorney. I don't know how many times I've interviewed Andy over the years, but he's one of those guys, every time I read his column, I just nod my head like, gosh, I love this guy. He's just speaking for me. He's got this exactly right, and he really is... done a nice job in his latest book on a story that is scary. That's what I'd say. It's this story is scary. Scary for two reasons. One, it doesn't get out. It's hidden. It's the mainstream media is not following this. You've got to go to Andy McCarthy's book, Judge Jeanine's book, Greg Jarrett's book. You've got to do some digging on this. Inspector General reports and the like. The book is called Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. And that is not exaggerated in my mind. You read the book and tell me how it's exaggerated. Andy McCarthy is a former U.S. attorney. He's not some gadfly crackpot. He's a smart guy. He knows how the Justice Department works. And he's talking about the real collusion in the 2016 election, not between Trump and the Kremlin, between the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration. The swamp collusion narrative says Donald Trump's just a pawn for Russia. It's crafted illusion, and it's all done purposely. It isn't an accident. They knew exactly what they were doing. So you got to hear that story. Also today on the program, Steve Moore, another great author, an economist, someone that has President Trump's ear, helped craft the current economic boom we're enjoying through the tax cuts. He'll be here to talk a little bit about the swamp narrative that says, well, the president is screwing up. He should not have taken on China. What's he doing trying to? It's just a bad idea. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Why would you do that? Messing up the economy, there's going to be a recession now, it's all of their bedwetting, all of it. And we'll talk with him a little bit about that today, Steve Moore, on the program. So looking forward to that. Also, Senator Hoeven and the U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff are going to be doing a roundtable discussion this morning. It's part of the lead-up to the UAS summit at the Alera Center in Grand Forks. We'll talk with Senator Hoeven a little bit about that today on the program. Hogan Gidley is going to be here. Hogan Gidley is a deputy assistant to President Trump. He literally just got off the plane. He was in France with the president. He's always with the president. And one of our favorite guests. We'll talk a little bit about all this swirl on the economy. Also, the announcement on that Flores settlement, which hasn't gotten much attention at all. And, of course, the Japan trade deal, same thing there. Very good for, as you heard Darrell Lease from North Dakota Farm Bureau yesterday say, huge win for North Dakota farmers, North Dakota ranchers, North Dakota beef producers. Huge. More markets. So that's a good thing. It is a really good thing. What else? I see Jack Dira has written a piece in the Bismarck Tribune today about a study that could bring another trespass bill to North Dakota lawmakers in 2021. You better hope so. Something better be done in this regard, because, as you know, there is a lockout under consideration. I mean, signs printed. This is going to be happening. And this is one of those deals where, did your mom ever tell you, don't cut your nose off to spite your face?
Yep.
You ever hear that line? This is one where I think sportsmen have not been wise here to have respect for landowners by arguing, as they have, and Gaiman Fish is not blameless in this either. They blew it. And now landowners are going to say, look, fine, no respect, look what we're going to do here. And it's too bad. It's not North Dakota. I don't know if 2021 is soon enough, but I guess we don't have much choice now, do we? So the Natural Resources Committee looked at some information yesterday related to trespass violations and electronic land posting, which, by the way, was brilliant the way they came up with this. Not good enough, but the study on land access is coming out of the trespass bill. That's what they decided to do, and because they didn't reform the posting and the hunting of access on private land, now they're studying things. So, got a 14-person committee hard at it, but I'm just telling you, let's get to work, folks. You've got a mess to clean up, in my mind. What is the deal? Why is private property rights so hard to understand? I don't understand it at all. It's, in my mind, the craziest thing ever.
And the way it's always been. I mean, the process to which you get on private land is permission,
yeah.
You know,
and just in general, private property rights are misunderstood. I mean, a pipeline. You want to build a pipeline? What does a pipeline company do? Has representatives go out and talk to landowners? Gets enough land? Okay, fine. You can do it because you have recognized that property belongs to somebody else. You have sat down with those folks at their kitchen table and crafted a deal. That's how it works. Not just show up and, you know. Oh, wait a minute, you got a reverse post here. You got to, you know, we're going to assume it's open unless other. Oh, my gosh, I don't understand it. Last thing I want to raise, and then I'll open the phones to talk about this or anything else. Well, actually, two more things, sorry. I don't have a lot of time to talk about this today because we have so many guests, but I want to at least bring it up. Last night there was a meeting of the Fargo City Commission related to incentives for downtown housing. And these discussions are often, a bit contentious. Although in Fargo it's 4-1 in favor of the incentives and the Renaissance Zone, so there is one commission member that is adamantly opposed to these, but that's it's just one voice, and so I guess I wouldn't necessarily call it controversial in Fargo when it's one commission member voting differently than the four others, but I know in Bismarck it has as well. There was, as part of the reporting in this story done by Forum Communications, Barry Amundson wrote the story. A quote in here from the city planner, Jim Gilmore. And Jim Gilmore has been there a long time, smart guy, just seen a lot of stuff. But he's a city strategic planner. And he talked about the value of the buildings. So let's just look at downtown Fargo. Prior to the building boom that's happened down there, the value of the buildings was about $200 million. All right? As we sit here today, it's more than $600 million. And $4 million more comes into the city from the development right now, despite incentives and Renaissance Zone and those other things that delay paying the difference. I don't know, other than simple math, to say, folks, that makes perfect sense. The big question is always, would these be built anyway? But building in downtowns is not cheap. So, you know, there's a criteria that's put forward, and there's a process where you have to say, look, we wouldn't do this project. It doesn't pencil out for us to do this project. But for these incentives. Okay? So if you say, all right, I believe you, and you allow the incentive, and you go from $200 million in property value to $600 million, and you go to $4 million more today in property tax revenue coming into the city despite the incentives, you've got to say that's a good investment for the taxpayer. I don't know how you do it. Now, again, you could say, well, it happened anyway. Well, then you're taking a risk. Then you're taking a risk that it would have. You're saying to the developer, to business, we know better than you. I don't like it when government says I know better than you. That doesn't generally work out.
Ever.
Not so good. Not so good. But I encourage people to just look at the numbers, sort of remove the emotion from it. Because you can play all kinds of games with this, right? You can say, well, why does some downtown building get a tax break and I don't out here building my house? Well, first of all, there are housing incentives as well, depending on the cost of the house and whatnot, to incentivize affordable housing. So there are those, but let's just set that aside. If you, as a taxpayer, have the ability to say, okay, I'm going to allow you to pay less for this amount of time because then you'll add that to the tax rolls and then we'll have Y, that's a good deal, wherever they are. And some people like to say that's not conservative. Some people like to say that's, you know, corporate welfare. I don't care what you call it. If I'm sitting there making the decisions and I can take $200 million in property value to $600 million and have more tax revenue coming in, I'm going to do it.
How do you argue that?
I think that's how you have, you know, a story in yesterday's paper that says, oh, 2020 is not going to bring, yeah, here it is. Fargo's property taxes could be the same in 2020 as a decade ago.
Yeah.
Well, number one, you got a lot of taxes coming in. Thank you, oil and gas industry, paying half the taxes in the state. One half. Energy in general, huge juggernaut. Not a lot of energy production in eastern North Dakota, but there's a whole lot of usage of energy tax dollars. So thank you. And thank you also for programs like this, because it's bringing in more development. Just think about it and go by the numbers, not by emotion. That's all I ask. Okay, that's what's on my mind. What's on yours?
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa is ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part today by our friends in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. If you haven't yet been to Watford City, I'd really encourage you to just make a plan to do it. There's some great hotel facilities there all throughout. I think of the Mulder's facilities, for instance. They've been there how many years, and now I've upgraded those facilities. Last time I stayed there, I said, you know, this is like staying in, you know, anything in the Twin Cities. It's as nice as anything in Washington, D.C. You know, you go stay in any of those. I mean, not a Mayflower, not a, Four Seasons, but I mean, the only hotel you need is very nice. Just go up there, check it out. North unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park's fabulous. And there also is a fun thing coming up next month, September 13th and 14th, the War in Watford City Hockey Games. Ah, that's going to be kind of fun. Minot, you have the Bobcats. So Bismarck and Minot facing off up there. That should be a lot of fun. And they're giving away some tickets to kids. It'll be at the Badlands, at the Rough Rider Center in Watford City. So should be a lot of fun. Put that on your calendar, too, up in Watford City. All right, 21 past the hour, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free number. Here's one little tidbit I wanted to get to. This is Jennifer Rubin you're about to hear. Jennifer Rubin is a columnist for the Washington Post. That's all you need to know. Columnist for the Washington Post. She was interviewed by I forget who. But here is her view of what needs to happen to us, those of us who believe and voted for, believe in the vision of Donald Trump to make America great again, you know, supporters of Donald Trump, defenders of Donald Trump. Here's what she thinks of us. Listen to this and be very afraid, in my mind. This is a reason to be very afraid, because this is how the swamp thinks. Listen to this.
What we should be doing is shunning these people. Shunning, shaming these people is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for polite society. I think any institution, University of Virginia, for example, for a bit had a relationship with Mark Short, who is now back with the administration. I think it's absolutely abhorrent that any institution of higher learning, any news organization or any entertainment organization that has a news outlet would hire these people. I also want to echo something that my friend EJ said. It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weathered this storm, they will do it again. They will take this as confirmation that, hey, it just pays to ride the waves. Look at me. I've made it through. And so up and down the ticket, federal, state, local offices, the country has to repudiate this. This has become a dysfunctional anti-government party. That is not what the country wants and what it needs. And the proof is in the pudding. The reason they engage in voter suppression is because their underlying agenda is very unpopular. No one's in favor, it turns out, of taking away people's health care. People don't like it when you come after Medicaid and Medicare. So my hope, at least, is that after this debacle, a leveled Republican Party will rethink itself, will go back to that wonderful document that Reince Priebus put out in 2012. Remember that? Right. That was the autopsy report.
Yep. Remember that?
They had to go for immigration reform. They had to shed their nationalist rhetoric. They had to really talk about pocketbook issues, look at it from the point of view of the middle class. That's the only way we're going to get there. And if they don't, then they're going to lose election after election, and frankly, that would be fine too.
Yeah.
My hope is that the Democrats don't blow it. My hope is that the Democrats are able to pull together a coalition that's large enough to govern.
Yeah.
And that we can have some sane governance for a period of time.
Only Democrats can have sane government. What do you hear when you hear that, folks? What pops off the radio onto your ears, into your mind from that?
Good luck with that. That's what resonates in my head. Good luck with that.
Wow. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd, let me ask you a question. If I got on the air here and I said, you know what, we got to burn down anybody that doesn't agree with us. if there are any survivors, we got to double down on it.
I don't know that anyone would really believe that you're actually looking to burn human beings, but let's say for the sake of discussion you went and said, let's say Kevin said it, because somebody might believe that out of Kevin. Or me, for that matter. Yeah, there'd be hell to pay for doing that. You can't say that.
We've got to level them. We've got to level them. Not only has Trump got to lose, all his enablers got to lose. We've got to burn that all down, level them. And if there's any survivors left, folks, the reason I play this for you is I hope it lights a fire in your belly that says, this is what we're up against. This is what we have to take on. This is why we get up every day and say, you know what? Do I love talking about politics with people who disagree with me? Do I love having to defend it? No. Rather do something much more enjoyable on a beautiful North Dakota day. You have to. You have to engage because this is how the swamp thinks about you. Chris in Bismarck wants in on this. Chris, what's on your mind?
Yep. Oh, I was just going to say that the clip you played basically sounded like she was describing the Democratic Party and the, you know, they're just riding the wave and whatnot. And I guess that's all I have to say. But yes, it sounded like she was describing the other party more so than the Republicans to me. But
you, does that tick you off to hear that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it does me too. Thanks, thanks, Chris. Yeah, I mean, and then she goes on to say, you know, oh, they're going to take away your health care. Oh, my gosh. And voter suppression. I mean, yeah. In fact, I think I have a clip of Donald Trump somewhere saying we want to suppress voters. Yes, we want to. I mean, who suppresses voters, for crying out loud? I mean, these people want to give voting rights to illegal immigrants rather than Americans. Who's suppressing voters? Stephen Fargo, your take.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Did you hear that clip?
The woman is psycho, and it's sad that they can rant about stuff like that. Take away your health care. You know whose health care they took away? Every hardworking middle-class person that had their premiums double and their co-pays triple so that they could give it away to people that choose not to work. That is nuts. The war on poverty is a disaster. Lyndon Baines Johnson and Bobby Kennedy were idiots. Paying people not to work has been the biggest train wreck bestowed on the American people in the history of our country. The levels of poverty are worse. They were
the facts don't matter, though. They do not matter. You're absolutely right, Steve. I want to get one more in quickly. Jim in Bismarck, go ahead.
Yes, I listened to that clip. Who was that woman? I just caught the end of it, and I didn't.
Yeah, Jennifer Rubin, columnist for the Washington Post. It's swamp talk, is what it is.
Oh, I got to find out who that gal is. Jennifer Rubin.
Yeah, she's snarky as all get. I've seen her on Facebook before, and she's supposedly a conservative columnist, which is a joke. I mean, it's that'd be the Washington Post idea of a conservative, right? You know,
enemy. I got to remember her.
Yeah. Did it make you mad, Jim?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to get right next to her.
I'd like a fire in the belly from everybody because she's not alone. That's the way they think in the swamp, and unless you're up to taking it on, it survives. Got a battle left. Way of fashion. Juven Tours and Travel makes travel fun. And you get to see the best shows, like the Norse Cliffs Fest. It's almost as good as being in Norway. Minot, North Dakota, September 25th through the 27th. Per person, just $5.59. And that includes everything, including your transportation, your hotel accommodations, and some great shows. Danny O'Donnell, Ricky Skaggs, and Kentucky Thunder, and Charlie Pride. Plus, Branson, North Dakota, for 6 big Christmas shows leaving October 31st. This is loaded up with fun. The Harry Truman Presidential Library. The Texas Tenors. The Daniel O'Donnell Christmas at Welk Resort Theater. Miracle of Christmas at the Site and Sound Theater, and so much more, including the Titanic exhibit. Then, Christmas in Minneapolis. Two-day tours with guide and motor coach, one-night hotel, two luncheons, a dinner, a breakfast, the American Swedish Institute, the Swedish Smorgasbord, the Mindet Church and Church, and Skyrocket Carousel Farm. Center Lutheran Church, too. Does that sound like fun or what? Don't miss these great tours this fall from Juven Tours and Travel. Call 800-343-0093 or 701-237-9000. Online at JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he'd be willing to meet with the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, if the circumstances are right. He said so at a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron at the end of the G7 summit. The president saying that Iran has tremendous potential if it would simply end its nuclear ambitions.
Tropical Storm Dorian continues to threaten parts of the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico. Dave Warren of Miami's CBS TV affiliate says a lot could change in the next few days, though, and the southeast U.S. needs to stay alert.
Even if it does lose some of that intensity moving over Haiti and the Dominican Republic, it's then going over some very warm water as it approaches the southeast here.
Severe thunderstorms did a lot of damage in the Oklahoma City area last night, and this is USA Radio News.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-245-7941. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-245-7941. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-245-7941. That's 800-245-7941.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I haven't used the G word for a while, but we are grateful for that. We have great gratitude for you. Thank you very much. We appreciate you putting us on top, entrusting us day in and day out, tuning in, and it's much appreciated. So thank you very much for that. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow, of course. Our friends at MyPillow have told us that they're so enamored with our listeners, as we are, that they want to give them a very special deal. So right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, you're going to find all kinds of savings up to 50% off. In fact, here's a better deal. $89.99 is what the MyPillow body pillow sells for regularly. Right now, with promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. I kid you not. Plus, it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, as everything does. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Tell them Scott sent you, okay? Couple of quick comments here on our clip with Jennifer Rubin. She's raised your ire. The best one I've seen so far is that it's increased your fire. I hope so. It's increased your fire. Because that's what it should do. It's time, folks, to go to work. So I'm glad you heard it. I'm glad it upset you, and we're not done with it. Right now, I'm pleased to welcome to the program a great author, a great guy, a great educator. You read his columns, you will undo much of the damage and poison done by the mainstream media that continues to, you know, the fake news enterprise. But this book is just, it connects the dots. It's fantastic. Ball of Collusion, the Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. Former U.S. Attorney Andrew McCarthy back with us on the program. Hello, sir. How are you?
Scott, great to talk to you. How are you?
It's great to talk to you as well. As a reminiscing earlier, how many conversations I've had over the years with you, because I'd read a column and say, gotta get Andy on! And the book was like 100 of those. So thanks for doing this, because this is a hard one to explain. You know, you can't walk into a cocktail party with a bunch of Trump-hating folks, or a backyard barbecue, or any of the family reunion, and tell somebody in 3 minutes or less how everything they think about the Trump administration colluding with Russia is exactly the opposite, but you've done it. So thank you for that.
Well, you're quite right that it's a sprawling story, and it's very hard to relate to people in short order. The best I can do is to say that there really was collusion in the 2016 election, but it's not what we've been told for 3 years. It was the Obama administration putting the intelligence and law enforcement apparatus of our government in the service of the Hillary Clinton campaign and against their political rivals in the Republican Party, namely Donald Trump. And it was purposeful, willful, and it certainly involved foreign meddling. In fact, a big part of it was intrusion, invited intrusion by foreign intelligence services in our election. So, you know, I always say, Scott, that if they're moving their lips, they're projecting. And I think if you consider the themes of the collusion story as they rendered it to us, and then you look at the collusion that actually happened, a lot of it mirrors what actually happened, except it was being done by the other side.
And Hillary was supposed to win, and we weren't supposed to know any of this, right?
Yeah, if Hillary had won, there's not a chance we'd have known any of this. They'd be right back in business with Russia as they've always been. One of the points I try to make in the book is that Trump, in a sense, and I'm not a fan of Trump's Russia rhetoric for sure, but Trump is kind of like with Russia the guy who's left without a chair when the music stops. You know, for a generation, administrations of both parties took the position that Russia was a perfectly normal country, perfectly good country to do business with, could be a strategic partner, sometimes an ally where our interests aligned. Government officials did business with Russia. Big corporations did business with Russia. And we were told it was all fine because the more normal we treated Russia, including the Bush and Clinton administrations inviting them into, you know, these big international arrangements like the World Trade Organization and the G7 became the G8 and all that jazz. The idea was the more normally we treated them, the more normally they would act, which is their insane conceit with respect to all bug states. And then suddenly when Trump came in, Russia became a problem. And what I like to point out to people, reminding them of the third presidential debate between Clinton and Trump, the last one, which was about 2.5 weeks or so before the election, Hillary went crazy because Trump said that he wouldn't a priori or before the fact accept the legitimacy of the election. He wanted to see what would happen. He wanted to see whether it was rigged or not. And she said that was horrifying. That was an attack on our democracy. How could he say such a thing? And the reason that it's worth noting that is there's nothing that was not known about Russia's interference in the election in that moment that we know today. They knew everything in real time. And they were not taking the position that the election was illegitimate or could be rigged because they expected her to win. And if they had won, you'd never have heard a word about it.
That's the amazing thing here. Andy McCarthy's book, Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency, is a must-purchase, folks, if you want to connect all these dots. And he's going to do that for us a little bit today. Do you think ultimately, thanks to your work and others that, you know, Inspector General and an Attorney General who, you know, is an adult and isn't afraid to take this on now, thankfully, in the Post, are we going to know all this? I mean, is this going to be exposed? Is it going to lead all the way to Obama? I mean, is justice done here in this case, do you believe?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it depends on what your idea of justice is. I think that, you know, there's a lot of people. I've now, Scott, gotten to talk about this for about 2 weeks now. And everywhere I go, people want to know where are the indictments, you know, what's going to happen to all these people who are involved in the investigation. And I think if that's what your idea of justice is, that probably is not going to happen. And whether we get every single question answered that ought to be answered, I think even for someone like Bill Barr, who I think is very committed to getting to the bottom of this, there's real complications here because there's real participation in the scheme that happened here by foreign intelligence services. And while, you know, in some cosmic justice sense, we ought to know every single jot and tittle of what happened, the fact is those relationships are very important to our national security and we can't allow them to rupture. So, you know, we may have to bite hard and accept the fact that there are some things that we're not going to be able to find out. But I do think we'll get the essence of what happened. I do think we'll have a lot more information than we have now, and we'll know enough so that we can hold the people who are involved in it historically accountable. That doesn't mean that they're going to be indicted, but at least we'll have a record of what they did. And we'll be able to take measures to make sure that the counterintelligence powers of the government, which are meant to protect us from foreign powers, are never exploited in connection with a presidential election again, in the absence of real, solid, strong evidence that we're actually dealing with somebody who's a foreign agent.
In my head, based on the massive amount of reporting and the good work you've done, I have basically like this. Russians were trying to infiltrate the election like they always do. Russians were being Russians, right? We get intel to that effect, and the administration knows about it. The president decides he doesn't want to be public about it or rebuke them or anything because he thinks it might help somehow, Trump or affect the election, so he's just hush about it. Meanwhile, you have the Hillary campaign and the DNC take money, and put it into a fake investigation. That was the dossier to basically make up a bunch of just total ridiculous garbage. All of which they're trying to say, connect those dots. Okay, Russia's trying to mess with our election. Let's go out and get a dossier that says Trump's in the middle of them. And then let's take that to a court, a sacrosanct court that is supposed to be above all politics and reproach related to in terrorist investigations, and say, hey, look what we have. We need to open up an investigation on the Trump campaign because we think they're colluding with the Russians. Fake lies that they use to get that investigation started. Is everything I described there accurate?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I put a couple of tweaks in there which just kind of underscore your point. One is that, yeah, I try to make this point in the book as clearly and succinctly as I can, because it's one of the ones that really gets lost. The investigation that was launched by on the back of this phony dossier that was done by Fusion GPS, we tend to talk about the Fusion GPS and the dossier as the investigation because it gets lumped in naturally with what the FBI ended up doing. And they're the ones, the FBI and the Justice Department, the Obama Justice Department, the ones who took the dossier to the FISA court. But I think it's important to note that Fusion GPS and Steele, the former British agent who wrote the dossier, and Glenn Simpson, who was the head of Fusion GPS, who brought Steele in, their job was not to investigate Trump. Their job was to get Hillary Clinton elected. This did not start as an investigation of Trump. It started as a political narrative about Trump that was taken by, in toto, really, by the FBI and the Justice Department and brought to the FISA court.
And that's how it becomes. That should be FBI 101 to know that a political game is to make stuff up about your opponent, shouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. So it should have come to them with suspicion to begin with. And I've told people, I hear all the time, how could you take information, in the form of political opposition research? And what I try to tell people is that in my career, I was a prosecutor for nearly 20 years in the federal government. I took information from terrorists. I took it from mafia guys, fraudsters, hitmen, drug cartel guys. You can take information from anyone. You can take information from the devil. But the question is, what do you do with it when you get it? How do you go about corroborating it? Do you go about corroborating it? And understanding that the more suspect the source of the information, the higher your obligation is to verify it before you use it for anything. And the failure here is not that they took the information. You can always take information. It's that they treated it as if it was proven, and they had every reason, because exactly of what you just said, this was politically sourced information in a political campaign.
These people were the corrupt ones in the Justice Department that did what we're talking about here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So.
Unbelievable. A short break. Back with more. Ball of Collusion is the book. The plot to rig an election and destroy a presidency. We're chatting with Andy McCarthy. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Your Norway professionals are Juven Tours and Travel. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Marie, and I had the honor of being part of two trips now over the last 4 years to Norway. And it is amazing. It is almost indescribable. The beauty you see there is unlike anything you see anywhere in the world. All together, the mountains, the fjords, the waterfalls, and of course, the people. And 2020 is going to be a great year for Carol and his team at Juven Tours and Travel. Call them now to reserve your spot on the Scandinavian Tour in May, the Norse Husfest Tour in May, the Norway Luxury Tour 1 leaving June 15th, or Norway Luxury Tour leaving July 20th, the Best of Norway Tour August 10th. And of course, plenty of other destinations, including the South Pacific Wonders in a trip coming up this winter in February of 2020. Go to JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com for all the details, or call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or 701-237-9000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is all about enhancing, preserving, and protecting our diverse set of energy resources. That includes dependable, homegrown, coal-based electricity. Some of the cleanest air in the country is right here. And yet we have the coal-based electricity generation we have. And let's make sure that continues. Affordable, reliable energy for families and businesses. Minnesota, North Dakota, now and into the future. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Continuing our chat with Andy McCarthy, the book is called Ball of Collusion, Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. So if I just popped onto this earth in the last 10 minutes, I know nothing about any of this. What do you think is the smoking gun, if you will, in all of your work on this and your investigation so people grasp what's been done here?
Well, I focus on two things. Number one, the dossier, obviously is a huge piece of this because it's completely, it's not only uncorroborated, the guy who they hold out as a source of it, namely Christopher Steele, this former British intelligence guy, he's not the source. The source in the parlance of applications for warrants are the people who see and hear the things that you're asking the court to rely on. Steele was an aggregator of information. He's kind of like a case agent in a normal case. He didn't see or hear anything. Guy hasn't been in Russia in 20 years. His cover was blown in the late 90s. He hasn't been able to go back. So, you know, he's not only not a source, he may not know all the sources, and the sources are 3 and 4 times removed from him. So that just goes to show what a shoddy piece of work that was and how everybody must have known it was a shoddy piece of work. And then the other thing, Scott, I would home in on is this character, Joseph Mifsud, who is the Maltese professor who purportedly tells George Papadopoulos that the Russians have thousands of Hillary Clinton emails. The only person we know that fact from is George Papadopoulos, who's a convicted liar, and who I sort of show in the book is not really a very reliable source for anything. Mifsud was actually interviewed by the FBI, and he denied having told Papadopoulos that. And the interesting thing about that is that, you know, if we know one thing about Robert Mueller's investigation, it's that he knew how to bring false statements charges against people he thought lied to the FBI. Nevertheless, they never charged Mifsud. And when you look hard at Mifsud's background, his ties to Western intelligence services, particularly the British, seem a lot stronger than any ties he might have to Russia. So you just have to, again, ask yourself what's going on here, especially since even if Papadopoulos is right, the emails that he and Mifsud were talking about at the time were not the DNC emails that got hacked and got publicized 2.5 months later. That was the jumping off point for this investigation. They thought they were talking about the Hillary Clinton personal emails, the ones that she destroyed with bleach pit, that, you know, the 33,000 emails. So the whole story is like completely bogus and it's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese. Yet that's really the launch point for an investigation that claimed to a court that a presidential nominee was a tool of the Kremlin.
What's the next shoe to drop? Inspector General stuff? Or what do we think the next bombshell will be on this, breaking this case out?
Yeah, well, you know, I would have confidently told you the IG report is the next shoe to drop, and I still think it probably is, but, you know, but Barr said months ago that it might be out in May. Here we are in almost September. It's not out yet. I'm hearing now it may not be out till October. They keep pushing it back. We think that's because they've gotten more information, that more people have come forward. But who really knows? We won't know until it finally comes out. John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, is also at the assignment of Attorney General Barr looking into the origins of the investigation, which transcend the Bureau and the Justice Department, and look at the intelligence community going back to 2015 and these strands of intelligence that they were getting from foreign services. So there's a lot of balls in the air. We'll have to, you know, I wish I could tell you I knew with certainty what we'd hear about next, but there's always twists and turns in this.
A listener sends a note by text saying there is no Justice Department. I mean, when you do look back at this, you have to say, wow. How does this happen to the degree that it, you know, it happened with the people inside? What do you say to people that have lost faith in the Justice Department?
Well, I think that the Justice Department has a lot of work to do to get its credibility back, and it has to show that it can hold people accountable. If it can't, then people are going to feel exactly like your correspondent does. And I try not to look at this episode in a vacuum. I have a couple of chapters in the book that look at 8 years of the Obama administration politicizing the Justice Department and the intelligence community. So this was not a one-off. In fact, I look at it the opposite way. I think this is an administration that politicized intelligence and law enforcement for 8 years. So when Mrs. Clinton lost and they needed a political narrative to rationalize her defeat, of course they were able to put something together. That's what they did.
Folks, get this book, inform yourself, have these conversations. What has happened here is not something that should happen in the United States of America under the genius the Founding Fathers designed and envisioned. So we have to do everything in our power to expose it. Andy McCarthy, a great public servant, has done a good job here by connecting the dots for us. Ball of Collusion is the book, The Plot to Reagan Election and Destroy a Presidency. Thanks, Andy. Take care, my friend.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.